Roll call, please.
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Chacon is absent. Crawford is absent. And Dennis?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Visitors, we have Dixie from our staff. Amendments to the agenda. Anybody need to change anything, add anything?
Are you voting on the IGA or is this just...
We're not voting on it per se. We're just going to say this is what we proposed and pass it back to the city. Okay. Minutes. We have a couple of minutes from the policy committee and our regular session. We have a correction on the policy committee minutes under the intergovernmental agreements number 8. That should be park board, not park district. They're not a district yet. Or Parks and Rec, however, yeah. It's a department, it's not a district. So we'll go with Park Department.
Was that considered Park District?
They're not a district.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec Department.
Yeah. As part of the city.
Yeah. Any other comments on the or corrections on the minutes? If not, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as corrected?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
Second.
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Alrighty, minutes have been approved. Correspondence. Did we have any correspondence?
I just wanted to mention, I put this in your packet. We had a young man on a Friday. We closed at 5. We stayed with him until 5:15. He was waiting for his ride to be picked up. And it turned out that we told him he had to wait outside, but it was very cold. And he said it would be another 15 minutes before his ride would pick him up. So we let him stay in the foyer and told the cleaning crew to lock up after he left. So on Monday when we got here, there was a note he left. He said, "I appreciate your kindness. May God bless your precious soul." And he put $2 in here.
It's probably all he had in his pocket.
And so I saw him the following Friday and I said, "You were raised right." I said, "Your note really touched us," and I gave him $2.
The notes on the back of the book.
So we have a situation with teenagers being left here after closing. So I did talk to the police chief, and he's going to let them go over to the police department and wait in their foyer until they're picked up.
Yeah, we can't kick them out in the cold. That wouldn't be good. I see we have a letter to the editor about Taz retirement. which is very nice. Taz the dog. And we have another article in the Beacon News about our first draft conversation about the intergovernmental agreement and the mini golf fundraiser. So we're just all over the place there. So I see nobody from the public here, unless your son wants to make a comment.
He's too busy playing his game.
Staff? Dixon, is it anything from the staff? Anything from the staff, Elisa, that they want us to know about? No? Okay. Report of the treasurer. In case, just because Susan isn't here, I get the distinction of being the putting on the finance hat. So we're 75% of the way through the year, and we've spent about 65% of our money. We've gotten just about all the tax money we're going to get. One nice thing is we are at 178% of our projected development fees. So we've been getting lots and lots of development fees from new construction, business, and residential, which is a good thing. The bill list is pretty self-explanatory. We did have a big bill from Trico. What is this? Page 9 of 13 on the bill list. For the, I think that's all for the bearing replacement, which we were expecting. Other than that one, I think we're going to probably next month we'll have the bill from Ritzman.
The fire panel.
Or the fire panel and Roger Ritzman. I think he's charged us $2,100 for our legal advice.
We had $2,000 in the budget for legal.
Yeah.
How frequently is that bill?
Every quarter.
And that doesn't include the Christian fiction discussion.
Oh, okay. Well, we may, during our budget cycle, we may have to add some more to that line item.
That $2,000 bill is for the tax levy discussion between the city attorney and Ritzman.
Yeah. So, memorials and gifts, I see lots and lots of books being bought with our memorials, which is a good thing. Audiobooks, regular books, DVDs. Nice. And we still have a balance in our memorials of $6,650.93. And the golf, mini golf, was a great success from what I hear. I wasn't able to come by. But everybody had a lot of fun, as usual. Any questions about the finances? Looks like we'll be in pretty good shape if we continue the way we're frugally spending our money. And nothing else breaks. I could get a motion to pay our bills. We do have a summary somewhere in here.
Motion to approve the bills in the amount of $32,807.10 for accounts payable, $31,944.06 for payroll, for a total disbursement of $64,751.16.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
Alrighty. So, moving on to report of the library director.
Okay, I'd like to highlight a few items in my report. Under facilities management, the negotiated reduced rate, 33% for the service call, was for the elevator emergency call. Our bill for that was $2,200.
A lot of money.
$2,122, because it was after 3 p.m. I was able to negotiate a 33% reduction, so it went down to $1,400. But that's outside of our maintenance agreement.
Yeah.
And it was just the door came off the track. It was a total 10 minutes. We're working on redesigning the library card because we're almost out of the regular resident cards. So we're redesigned it along our marketing and branding. I want to thank Cheryl for her work on that, Dixie also. So next month we should have copies of the new card. There's one card for residents and one non-residents, two different colors. I attended the Prairie Cat Delegates Assembly. I never knew where Malta, Illinois is, but now I do.
It's out past DeKalb.
I want to draw attention to the Friends. It was a great event. I was so impressed by the dedication of the Friends, how they pulled together the mini golf tournament. We have a summary. Over the last 5 years, they've brought in $22,757 on mini golf. 2018 was $5,656, which was about $400 less than last year. There are 9 book sales. Total of, this is from 2009 to 2017, $41,841 for a total of $64,598 that they've contributed to the library and support.
Excellent.
That's just totally amazing.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That is outstanding.
A summary of my report.
We've got a good Friends group.
Excellent group.
Yes.
Awesome.
Maybe they should run our 5K. Okay. Anything else?
I know I've arrived when I got recognized in Aldi. And welcome.
Yeah. Okay, so okay, moving on to our city liaison, who's not here. So standing committees, we do have something from policy. Do we want to discuss it now or wait till we to unfinished business, which is next? Personnel has something to discuss in executive session, but other than that, how about we just move on to the intergovernmental agreement? It should be in your packet. This is the revised version that the policy board or the policy committee did, suggested. We're looking at on page 5 of 9 under section 5.2 is probably one of the bigger areas where we made significant changes.
Did I take it that way or did somebody change that?
That's what you said.
3.4?
3.4. Oh, yeah, we did change things. That was about the signers.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody, if y'all remember that Rob was suggesting we let the city sign our checks. There was some program that they were using. I don't remember all the details about it, but we would still have to approve the checks. They would sign them and mail them. We said no to it that time. that's what this was all about again. And we said, no, we want to sign our own checks after we approve them.
This is still wrong. I don't know if I typed it wrong or it's supposed to be the city. But does the city treasurer need, because you didn't give us that clarification.
No.
Does the city treasurer need to sign them at all?
It's anybody who has signing authority. Two people who have
here
signing
or at
authority.
The city in here?
No, nobody from the city has to sign our checks.
Oh,
they
we
do
left the
have.
City treasurer on there.
They do have. Well, it's not the city treasurer. It's the city finance director that has signing authority on our checks.
I thought we said
they changed it to treasurer, though.
I thought we said two of the.
There's
following.
No city treasurer anymore, is there? Bill Powell.
No, he's no, he doesn't.
It's
yeah, they.
Rob.
It's Rob who has the signing ability.
The policy they gave us said city treasurer. So
yeah.
We didn't cross that out. We thought, are they changing it to city treasurer from
no.
finance director?
No. Those are two separate people.
So do we want it to say
two members
of the library board?
Two members of the
library board. Library board officers.
Well, two, yeah.
Two library board officers.
Yeah, I should
right.
say, shall be.
So we just take off the city treasurer.
Shall be two.
And it should be.
Library board officers.
Shall be.
Which is how we do it now.
Yes. Two of the following. Library board officers.
So we have two library board officers. Okay.
Yep. Okay. I didn't catch that. Moving on to 5.2. How often does the Parks and Rec catalog come out? Is that twice a year or is that quarterly? Do you know?
Twice a year?
Okay.
Sometimes three. I feel like they sometimes come out with a summer one.
Yeah.
But for sure a fall and a spring.
Okay.
Oh, like a fall slash winter and then a winter slash spring.
Their original wording of this was they wanted us to come up with an annual schedule, pretty much this room, of what, who's going to rent this room and when. And then they would... we were supposed to give first option to the city services, basically the rec department, for what they wanted to do and for that year. I think that kind of limits. My thinking was that limits us a lot for what if we wanted to try and raise revenue by renting this room to. Changing our policy and renting this room to other companies, which we have to work out. If we gave them access to it for the rest for the full year, that isn't already scheduled. I don't know how often. Who do we have that is scheduled out as a standing meeting in this room?
Hospice is regular every other Wednesday. We have various homeowners associations that use it pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm. So we do have some sort of regular people coming in. But those are usually at night. I'm not sure. The rec department probably. What do we have in the daytime? Anything for
our
using
program.
This one?
Oh, well, our hospice.
Our programs?
Day.
Yeah, okay. I still think it gives, if we can... work with Tim and work out some kind of a thing where, you know, this is our calendar for 6 months. These are the dates that we don't have it. It gives them time to be able to, I mean, we'll be working on the next 6 months. Gives us the option of scheduling something, and it gives them the option of scheduling something. And I want to be fair to both sides. But, I mean, our priority is the library, and this is one of our only sources of additional revenue is renting this space. I mean, there's really no other space in the library that we rent. We don't rent the study rooms. We don't rent the reading room. So this is pretty much the only space that is opened for rental.
I'm wondering if we could reach out. Maybe, I mean, obviously Tim would be probably the main person that would be looking to schedule it and just better understand what their scheduling looks like,
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to throw a dart. I mean, that might speed up the process if we know how often they kind of plan their calendar out.
Yeah.
I can coordinate with that a little bit.
Lisa, can you reach out to Tim and ask him that? I mean, we want to be fair.
Yeah.
But we also want to be fair to the library.
And I'm just wondering, again, in this policy, rather than specifying what rooms we wouldn't rent out, should we maybe focus on what rooms we would rent?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says the
Michelle Fister. Yeah.
Because they asked for a detailed schedule of every space in the library.
I see. Okay. Because I know. So if we're just talking about the Michelle meeting room, do we need to specify at the bottom other rooms to be excused?
No, I think we do need to include
yes,
that.
Yes, because they asked for a detailed schedule of every room in
every
the library.
Place. Yeah.
But if we're striking that from the...
I think we still need to...
It's so that they don't ask us, can we rent this room?
Right,
no, you agree that you can schedule this room. The thing, and the reason why we put 30 days instead of a specific time, because they might say, well, that's great, can we have the 6 months in September and March? This leaves it open to giving it to them whenever they need it to work out their calendar, rather than, you know what I mean, or we say... Well, that's really hard for us. We come up with our school year in June or July. We have to work out which specific month. But I think even their policy said if we were to give it to them in September, they had until October to give it back. So I tried to keep that same 30 days for them to figure out their programming before we then rented out the remaining mm-hmm. days and times. But I do know that they'll probably have two times a year. I mean, the 6 months kind of went with they give out their catalog twice a year. There's still time for them to say we can have this program in here for 6 months, but not for this 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll have to be between our program directors and Tim, what actually needs to get used when after you guys come up with the schedule.
And I think our use of this room would be greater in the summertime when the kids are out of school, or is it pretty steady?
The kids are usually in the youth services program.
They
but
only if they do one big event.
They have the
Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings are in here.
Yeah.
When you have big speakers, you have them in here.
Yeah.
Ukulele bands, stuff like that.
How long ago did the IDOT schedule for tomorrow?
It was a month ago.
A month ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So, see, something like that. I mean, obviously, we're probably not making any money off of it, but.
Yeah, they pay us.
They pay us?
They rent
okay.
Just like everybody else.
Okay. So, I mean, we would have either, I don't know, you know, if it was open, we would have given it to them anyway, but if we're given the city the rest of the time that isn't scheduled, and if it was more than a month ago, we may not have had that option to have this room available to them. So,
can you plan your program 6 months ahead, or isn't it kind of limiting you to, like, somebody wants to use it within 2 months? They're kind of.
Youth Services said it's going to be hard for them because they're used to planning in 3 months.
Russ, you mentioned to do this quarterly instead of...
Yeah, that was based on the thought that maybe the rec department put out their catalog quarterly and not biannually.
Yeah, I think we need to talk to them to understand what their planning cycle is.
It's not quarterly. I get the catalog.
Yeah.
They need to know at least 6 months in advance.
Right.
They probably need, they need a year, but because when they give out their catalog in the fall, it's not for stuff that's happening right then. That stuff was usually scheduled in the spring.
Yeah.
It's for stuff that's coming up, like October, November through winter. So if they need it in September, it's so that they can plan through. Not even when they release their catalog in August, September, they already know where everything is through, say, February. They're trying to figure out what's going to happen February through June, July.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we would need to be planned out almost a year from when we gave them the schedule.
Well, so the other thing we can do is just allow, I mean, if so this room is I mean, we know what the general regular uses are, right? It's mainly the hardest things to pinpoint are the one-off, like the
IDOT meeting.
The IDOT meeting or the Fermilab, you know, presentation. What if we were to stipulate, just to allow a little more flexibility, that they were to leave a certain numbers of days open, so like they can only use 3 out of 5 days of the room, mm-hmm. so that any given week we still have open days to be able to slot into. So to kind of cap their usage on a weekly basis. So we'll let you schedule out 6 months ahead of time, but you can only use
so many days
a week, so that if we need to slot things open, we at least have open days.
And we have to tell them what those days are, because we do have...
Not necessarily.
...schedule.
We would get first dibs on anything that we have. But then what we're saying is, sure, you can slot in what you want, but you need to leave us 2 or 3 days every week available to slot things on at a later date. So if you have a presenter coming, you know, at least, like if it's last minute or unplanned, you know, at least you have, you know, a Tuesday or a Friday of that week that you can slot them in on if you want to get them in. I'm just trying to allow the maximum amount of flexibility from them to schedule ahead of time, but then make sure there's still openings in the schedule that if we want to slot in the one-off events and we have open days.
Are you saying that they're open to use it earlier in the day, even if we have something going on later in the day? And are they going to be, like, vacuuming or whatever, so it's...
Well, agree. That's part of the thing.
For the,
yeah.
The meeting room rental policies.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it means to clean up after it, then we leave a vacuum in here and then clean up after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's standard when you rent a space. But we have to be the room can't sit empty for 6 hours because we need it for 2 hours in the evening.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So how do we write what you were just talking about into this?
Yeah.
Just say, I don't know, I just threw it out there that, you know, unplanned events, the SCIDI agrees to leave the room available for library use at least 2 out of 5 days, or I don't know how we want to specify that.
I still think we should find out
what type of programs they're...
If it's going to be more in the day, or is it going to be in the evening, that we have...
Well, they might not know either.
Yeah.
I mean, so we have to understand that we're just trying to come to a common ground now, and they might not know what their use is going to be either.
What did the intergovernmental agreement say before this about this issue?
Nothing.
How often have they used it in the past?
Yeah, that's what happened.
They had
just started using it.
You guys, they had a space to use for years.
Last year.
The Club 47. And then when they could no longer, because the residents of the city didn't want to pay to buy it or rent
or
it,
whatever.
They got shoved into this tiny little hole of a thing off of Van Emmon.
Yeah.
So they have both their preschool there, plus their registration there, which is one of the reasons why they wanted offices here, because it is not a fantastic place to do registration. It's not very professional looking. And then when they needed to do programming, they either do it in the schools. For their sports programs, they happen in the schools. But they have to find places to have, like, they do CPR.
Right.
Our library doesn't do CPR, but, like, say our school district does, but they do CPR. Like, my daughter could take babysitting 101 and learn a CPR.
Right.
This is a perfect space for that, you know what I mean? But so are our kids' rooms. You don't need a room this big for CPR, but if they had a room this big, maybe they hire more instructors and could take up to 25 kids registration instead of 12.
So
they're
going to
program based on the space.
And they're going to use this space.
Right. For them, that's smart.
Right.
They're going to try to build their programming knowing that they now have the space. So I think Jason's thing is good. Like, you can have it 3 days, and they might just decide we want to keep Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, whatever. And we'll have just 2 open days, but...
Do you want to secure a weekend day for programming?
Oh, for them?
No, for us. To say, like, you need these days open, like, at least once a month.
Mr. Freeze.
Once every month. Or
Mr. Freeze was on a Saturday, right?
Mr. Freeze was on a Saturday. I know the summer reading kickoff usually is in here.
Mm-hmm. And that stuff is really hard to plan out 6 months in advance.
My suggestion would be, leave it this way. We send it to the city, you know, with the few corrections we made over here on the signers.
This is not exactly what they want anyway.
No, this isn't what they want. We really need to have a meeting with Bart.
Tim. Bart said that this is going to go
to their committee.
To their administrative committee, yeah.
He said, because I asked him to schedule a meeting this week after our board meeting.
Yes.
He said that unless there's any drastic changes to this, that, you know, if it's just minor things, to just let them know.
Yeah. I think before we sign on the dotted line on the back of this, we need to have a sit down with Bart, with Tim, with the mayor, and go over this thing so that we can get those details, like change, you know, doing some options in the rooms where they have their options to use it, we have our options to use it when we need it and when they need it. I mean, they have the old bank building that they're using now too, so they have a lot more space than they used to in the old post office building, which they use that as well.
But I think they're trying to get out of that one. After the administrative committee meeting, maybe a joint meeting between the
I mean, it doesn't even have to be the whole board. It could be you and me, or, you know, whatever, the policy committee, something on that nature. But we can hammer something out with more details about this. They did have this under Section 6. They did have this thing on there about all these, I think it was a ridiculous thing to put in there about if our fund balance goes over 100% of our annual operating expenditures, excluding the debt service, that we wouldn't ask for any reimbursement from the city. Duh. I mean, that's just logical. I mean, just, I'm not sure where that came from in there.
Well, when they read it, they'll tell us whether or not they want to put it in there. It needs a lot more explanation. So
yeah,
we changed it.
So I would say we would just pass it over to the city the way it is. Make that one little change about the signers just being library board personnel. And for now, I think that's it on that one.
I mean, my thought is that we can make this the least contentious as possible.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm thinking we need to have a sit down with them.
But even get their idea.
But he's saying what they get is already somewhere. But we felt like 6 months because they don't plan 6 months. Like, that's the part they don't understand. That they're already asked. This is asking our staff to go above what they currently practice.
Right.
So that they may not practice planning a year out. Our staff currently plans 2 to 3 months out.
Mm-hmm.
So the meat in the middle was, we'll plan 6 months out. And if we lose our space, we lose our space, but we will give you 30 days to fill in where you need to be filled in. You know what I mean? Like, and then figure out what we could put in afterwards. But we couldn't give them a year, which was their original thing. And then the way they detailed, we want a use and schedule for every space.
Okay. No, I understand that.
So that was why that last part needed to be like, this is the space we say that.
But I'm just going back to, again, that those last two lines that say youth service program and where permits shall be used exclusively. If we stayed in the top, that the library will provide the city within 6 months availability of the specific meeting room. So this bullet point, 5.2, is talking about this specific meeting room.
I guess you leave it open for them to say what about the other rooms. Well,
but by contract, we have no obligation to.
Yeah.
Okay.
My point is, you're sticking a lot of negatives at the end of that.
Say
you can't do this, you can't do this.
Well, it's because they said an annual schedule for the use
of each
room within the library building.
We're removing that, though.
I just feel they're going to be like, well, what about the other rooms in the library?
It gives them the opportunity to say, well, we want to the board, the executive board.
But it won't be available per the agreement. I mean, I understand why we're doing that.
But it doesn't say it's not available.
Okay.
I think the way they've hung the old one over our head, we need to leave that in there.
Okay.
Because now they can't say, well, it's not in the intergovernmental agreement, so we want to use it.
Without us.
This way it's in the intergovernmental agreement, so ta-da, you can't use it.
They're going to fill them all up.
But that's what I was saying.
And then we'll have to go back and say, no, you can't have this, you can't.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you do that one.
You just for a certain number of days to be available for us.
Yeah.
I think that's a good compromise, but we do need to do that for sure.
Yeah.
But my point is, if we're sending this to the committee
without that in there and they approve it, we don't have that in there.
They're not going to approve this.
No.
This document is not getting approved.
No.
As is? Do you think it's going to get approved as is?
No.
We cut out the entire financial part.
Six.
Yeah.
So I'm just... Why are we discussing it?
We said we should sit together and discuss it, and they said, no, send us your changes, and we'll discuss it, and then tell you what we think about your changes. Well, we're wasting time going back and forth.
Yeah.
They're worried about a sit-down with both sides,
right,
where we could answer and ask these questions.
Right.
Because that's the reason the whole part's cut out, right? Because we don't get it. I mean, we get it, but we don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You don't want it. Anyway, so, right, I don't actually get it.
What?
But I do agree with Jason about adding that, like, if they said we like this part, the 6 months, and we don't have his part about, but leave some days,
right,
1 to 2 days per week open,
but what days do we
they may agree to what we've written in just this section, and then we can't change it.
We don't have to pick the days.
I know, but just say, for example, they choose the days that are normally the days that we use in the library.
We still get to schedule
But she, they should have put those on the schedule when they created their six-month schedule.
Yeah, then you just cut them out and say, well, we've already had, using this one.
All you do is put in a program for all the days they're usually booked.
Yeah.
So if the boards usually book, the local homeowners associations usually book every other month on a Tuesday from 6 to 7... Put it in there. Homeowners Association. Name them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can always take them out later, but don't not put them in there. So they are going to need to look at their current last 6 months and project out. That's all you do. You project out where things might happen, where you'd like to. You say to your children, if you had to plan 6 months from now, what programs might you see coming down the line? You put them in.
Okay.
But the children's have two rooms to use.
Yeah.
So it's really adult programs and teen programs that you should think about.
Right.
We want to have programs that go past seven.
Yeah.
That's another thing we have to work on with our budget. Because if we didn't close, we could have more of our programs in library and use this more collaboratively with the park and rec, which I think is a good thing. I mean, I'm a resident. I pay my taxes to both sides. I want everybody to do well. But we don't have that ability right now. Doing stuff in the library means keeping it open is a lot more money. And that's part of something I wish we could have gotten to. That's not in this agreement at all.
No.
I mean, I know we didn't want random rec people working in our library, but extending library hours with rec department paying their own employees to be here, I was kind of interested in that aspect.
Yeah, but they were looking to put their people in during the day and forcing our people
and
to work.
But that's a sit-down conversation.
Yeah.
Can we communicate in how our people could train people on some of our more simple library tasks, on page things, stuff like that, that we could extend? Our staff that is trained could work more flexibly so we could have it... I mean, then everybody benefits. The library's open till 8 instead of 7. But that didn't end up in this at all.
No.
One thing I'd like to say, that when they were talking about bringing the Parks and Rec to work at the CERC desk, I think that people think when you work at the library, you check books in and you check books out. And that is the extent of it. And that's all the knowledge that you need and all the skills.
Yeah.
And it is so much more complicated than that. If we were to do something like that, there are just so many, this can happen or that can happen. And if you don't have somebody who has been here for a long time with the experience to know what to do in that case. I mean, I would love to show you guys, you know, how many things go. I'm sure you know.
I think that the circulation test is the most confusing. My notes were like pages long.
It's seriously, people always come in, they're like, okay, what do I need to know? And I start, and I'm like, okay, we'll catch up with, you know, we'll train some more the next time. And they're like, I can't believe all the stuff. I can't even process it. So it's just more complicated than, like, the one alderman said, we'll throw volunteers in on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We would be breaking so many prairie cat rules.
I was about to say, privacy and confidentiality.
Well, we'd be in so much trouble with the consortium we're in, because you have to follow these rules that are very, you know, strict according to what we've agreed to do with them. So, you know, I just don't know if people that were working very randomly and short hours.
Well, they don't have that knowledge of how it works.
Right.
So that it's not us being mean,
no,
library board.
Right.
It's we're trying to follow the rules. So if you want to keep us open longer for people to register for rec programs, that's great. You need to pay your rec person and the library pay person. You see what I mean? But that's a conversation. And they could be like, we have to pay. Yes, because a skilled person has to be at the desk. Oh, then we take it back. But then they're taking it back. It's not us telling them no. It's them understanding what it really costs to keep. And
yeah.
We're not able to have. So that's what I'm hoping maybe you can communicate. We're trying to protect what they don't understand, if that makes sense. It's different than registering somebody for a rec program. You literally fill out the piece of paper. They take your payment. You walk away. That's not the same as circulation.
And I think everybody knows at your job, everybody thinks it's a certain thing, but if you get into it more deeply, you realize there are so many layers to it. My husband plows snow, so that might be something that they can actually relate to. But I always thought, you know, if you plow snow, the plow goes up, the plow goes down, and that's it. I had no idea. They get into this command center, they have to know the ratios of salt and how to do this and all this other stuff. So maybe that's something they can understand. It's not as simple, you know, as just
pushing snow around.
Pushing books and
right.
So, I mean, just getting back to you know, your comment of they're not going to approve this, where do we think their biggest stumbling blocks will be with our edits?
This one and the finance one.
Yeah, 5.2 and 6.
This number 6 is going to be a sit-down conversation because what I feel like, before you can talk about who pays what for who, we have to agree upon which services we believe they're providing us in addition to their obligations as the property owners.
Right.
Like, if they own this land, are there not things they're supposed to do simply because they own it? Are there things that owners do regardless of whether or not you have a renter? Does that make sense? That's what I don't get. What they're listing everything as a extra service they're providing us. But, like, plowing the sidewalks... is your job when you own. Like, that's why you pay your rent or whatever your thing is. I mean, people in Bristol Bay are losing their crap over their sidewalks. And I'm like, I'm a single family owner. We have to plow it all. But, you know, they feel like I pay an association due. This is what you're supposed to do, and this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not sure we're on the same page. What is their responsibility? Like the pavement. Resealing the pavement.
The lights
that are in our shared parking lot. So I feel like there's some services they're providing us that we should give them either payment for or benefits for. But we're not on the same page about what those things are. So they're like saying this is how much you owe us. And I'm like, how can you tell us what our bill is if we haven't even agreed on services? Like, we have to get to the same page about services, how much those services are actually worth. Who will pay or is responsible for what? And I think then we could budget appropriately. Oh, these things are going to cost us next year. We're going to pay our rec department to do it rather than pay strangers or hire somebody outside. Why not pay our rec department if they'll do it for us? But I just feel like that's not... They think that we're milking them, and I feel like... we're just not understanding each other.
A lot of that is addressed under Section 4, but... not specifically. Where was it that, you know, they're going to plow snow?
Right. We don't have an explicit.
They're
going to
replace the flags and picnic tables, which we have a steel picnic table, and so that's not going to get replaced ever, probably. Parking lot. There was something. Where was it? Was it in this or was it somewhere else that I read that they were going to seal the parking lot every five to 6 years?
Oh yeah, I remember.
But basically the city owns the land and the building.
Yes, but it says here, we will provide maintenance improvements and improvements to the exterior and the interior of the building at our discretion.
Yeah.
So if we figure out it needs to be done, can we pay you to do it and this is how much you charge? Or do like, at your discretion is way too vague of a language for a contract.
Yeah.
Well, we have.
Well, right now it's...
We have an agreement for... how many years? And
but if this is the way the agreement was worded, they were following the agreement. We will do what you need us to do when we feel like it. And they were following the agreement.
The old agreement was more specific than this.
The old one was more... This is like at our sole discretion, based on funding, management decisions, based on if we feel like it's a priority this year or this month. That's way too vague. Like, we'll fix your stuff if it works for us. Then we are sitting here going, Do we paint? Do we not paint? Do we seal?
There
do we
was,
not
there
seal?
There was a memo that was included with this from Bart.
Yeah, she had it.
Okay. With a whole bunch of things that are supposed to be included in the intergovernmental agreement that aren't.
Yeah.
Well, he like rearranged it. He included it. He just rearranged it.
Well, no, he didn't. There's a lot of things on that memo that aren't in here. So I don't understand how they can be included if they are when they're not in here.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
So I...
I
mean, yeah, this is a great first step, but...
Two subcommittees need to really sit down and start from the top, write it out. Then we each present it to our boards and say, what do you think? And they say, go back and work some more, and the subcommittees... Yeah. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Right. Overall, though, we're not asking for a ton of changes right now. So I'm just saying if... So, like, what do we really... If we look at Section 6, so Section 6 is really saying... If you have more money in your funds than it takes you to run in an annual amount, you're going to pay us for the services we do, right? That's
pretty much
the gist of it. Do we have a problem with that statement in itself, that if we have enough money to operate the library and fill our reserves, that we're not going to pay the city for the services? Or are we debating how we quantify
it? Because they didn't specify the services.
Okay, you're right. So do we strike that whole paragraph? Or do we
strike it for a rewrite?
Strike it, they come together to make the agreement for both.
Right.
Because really, 6 is connected to 4. We didn't strike 4, because at 4 we were just like, okay, this just says they'll fix stuff when they feel like it. Okay, but we'll talk about specifically what it says later in the agreement. Like,
But remember when we went through the memo, some of the stuff in the memo wasn't even included in the agreement.
Yeah.
My point is, we're striking without making a suggestion.
But it says, I did say, it says, provided the library and the city come to an agreement on services and costs, as in, we have to sit down, list out the services, which ones do we think the city should pay because that's their duty, which ones we should be paying if we have the funds to pay, you know, like, what schedule they'll provide them on, all of that should be in an intergovernment. Not at our discretion, we'll seal your driveway. At our discretion, we'll weed your garden. At our discretion, we'll shovel your snow.
Here's the thing. So we're not going to come to all that right now, and that's going to change over the course of the agreement. And we're also not going to have over 100% of our operating budget in our bank. So that's not going to happen right now. So could we just write this section that says, upon which time we'll review a schedule of services and determine the amounts that the library is wishing to pay from the city? So basically say, we're not even going to worry about that right now. And just
That's what it says. So there is an agreement between the city and the library about the specific services being provided for the library and an agreement about the cost of each service provided.
But I'm saying write the contract so we can say at what point when we hit 100%, before anybody pays anybody, we review a schedule of services and fees. That's all we put in there. That says, okay, we're willing to talk. If our fund reaches 100% of our operating expense, at that point, we'll review a schedule of services and fees and determine how to proceed.
No, because then they're doing nothing for us now. We need them to provide some services.
No.
Just as an example, they're working. Public Works is working on getting our sign lit again. And it looks like they're tunneling toward City Hall to connect it over there, which is what I thought was the best way to do instead of trying to tunnel onto the driveway again. Anyway, the conversation they had with Elisa is, we don't know yet who's going to pay for that, whether the city's going to come up with the money or we got to reimburse the city for that. Obviously, it'll be less than $5,500 that we have a quote from somebody to do, Correct Electric. So,
I mean, that's an issue of 4. I mean, if we want to talk about having things listed more specifically under 4, that's one thing. But my point is, I think 6 is easily fixable without even needing a discussion and without even striking it like we are. I mean, number 6, what they're asking for is if our funds grow to 100% of the annual operating expense,
that they bill us, right? That's the heart.
For all the services provided to the library.
Yeah.
Correct.
I don't believe that all the services should be billed.
So how we write that is, if we hit this instance, then we will review what services they want to bill for, and it'll be our decision how to
But then
proceed.
How do they decide which ones to do now? Because it's their responsibility now, which ones they'll bill for us.
Six doesn't deal with now.
But it's directly connected to what they'll do, because they'll do what they can bill.
But my point is, six, if you want to trigger it when we have 100% of our operating funds, which means the library's doing well, right? So we have enough money in our funds to cover a year of operating. They want a trigger that says, when you guys are operating on your own, we want to be able to bill for our services. That has no impact on what services they're offering us now.
Because I think it does. Does that not? Am I misunderstanding? I feel like,
if we're not getting all the services now,
if you don't decide ahead which services are billable and which services are automatically provided.
But nothing's billable now because we're not paying them.
Which is why in 4 it says, we'll do what we feel like it.
And then,
right, I'm not saying we don't want to trim down 4 to be more specific. That's one issue. I'm saying we have this all crossed out. All
I guess I feel like 6 can't be fixed until 4 is fixed.
They go together.
No. They go together, but we don't need to completely cross this out. All they want
so
is some
assurance. Notwithstanding the foregoing, all of the services provided to the library by the city pursuant to this agreement shall be at the sole cost of the city, so long as the library operations fund balance is less than 100% of its annual operating expenditure.
True. Right.
Yes, sir. Should the library operations fund balance be equal to or exceed 100% of annual, the city shall be reimbursed by the library for the lesser of.
And rather than saying the city should be reimbursed right now, you should say the city shall provide the library a schedule of services and associated fees for review, at which point the library board shall determine how to proceed. Basically, it puts the ball back in our court that says, right now, how it's written, if we hit over 100% in our fund, they charge us for whatever they want. All I'm saying is, if we hit over 100%, if the city wants to charge us, they then provide us a fee schedule of what they want to charge us for, and we determine what we move forward. Basically, it would review the shared services agreement at that point.
If they already billed us for what was it, the survey that we didn't even agree to?
The building survey?
Yeah, I mean, they said they would, but we haven't seen a bill for that.
No, we haven't seen the building survey yet either.
But if they did,
I just worry if they bill and we then decide whether or not we want to pay.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to bill. I'm saying we write it so they're not allowed to bill. At that point, basically, they have to provide us a schedule of what services they're going to pay for us and what they're going to charge.
Well, that's a good idea, and that's what we need. But I don't know if we. I don't know.
Yeah.
If we want to.
I mean,
that.
Yeah. They're saying estimated.
$49,000.
$49,000, and I've already pointed out to Bart that they didn't provide $49,000.
No, and I'm saying they have it written, but they don't provide.
With regards to 6, we don't even care right now. Because if it's written that they're going to cover 100% of the services now, whether or not we want to redefine some of those services in 4, that's up to us. But if they're going to cover 100% of the services that we agree upon at this point, I'm fine with that. If they want to review, once we hit 100% in our operating fund, of being able to charge us because the library is doing financially well, and that may actually make sense that maybe they charge us for services they're doing, allow it, the contract, to say that we will go to review at that point and look at the schedule of services. So they're required to provide us a schedule of services. So if they say, we're going to charge you $1,500 for snow removal, we're going to charge you this, have them itemize it out.
Provide that to us now with this.
They can now, but the question is when we hit 100%.
So have we ever hit 100%?
No.
Again, this is not.
That would mean we would have $1 million in the bank.
Correct. So my point is, why are we digging our feet in and making this an issue when we can tweak the verbiage just to say, if this situation happens, if the library has a lot of money, we'd be happy to review. The real question, like you said, is probably 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, let's
not.
How
are you going to word it?
Yeah.
Because it needs to be reworded so she can give it to them.
Sure. So. So at which point, it says the full value of the service provided to the city shall. So just say if the operations fund balance be equal or exceed 100% of the annual operating expenditures and transfers of the postmaster fiscal year, the city shall provide the library a schedule of services and fees, at which point the library board shall determine which fees
they wish to pay
the city and be billed for going forward. So we're just saying, don't bother estimating, don't blindly bill us for everything. When we hit that point, we'd be happy to discuss paying you, and how we're going to do that is you're going to provide us a list of services you offer and prices, and we can determine at that point whether we want to pay for specific services. We can determine that point if we want to review the shared services agreement. But it gives us a trigger to where basically nothing gets automatically charged to anybody without us sitting down and looking at what they're currently doing and what they're currently charging. And that allows us to keep six intact, mostly, but rather than just saying they're going to automatically bill us for the services, it just says we're going to see a schedule of fees for the services, and we're going to decide what we want to continue doing. Which, again, if we have money and, you know, we're financially healthy, then that actually makes sense.
So can you take six and walk me through it so
sure.
I know what to tell?
Sure. So basically we're saying, notwithstanding and foregoing, all
wait,
services...
Wait.
Yep.
Cross off my sentences at the top.
Yep.
And
what?
Start with their crossed out sentence. The part that says notwithstanding.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep notwithstanding.
Yeah, so notwithstanding and foregoing, all services to be provided by the library pursuant to this agreement shall be at the sole cost of the city so long as the library operation fund balance is less than 100% of its annual operating expenditures, excluding debt service. Should the library operations fund balance be equivalent or exceed 100% of annual operating expenses and transfers as of the close of the most recent fiscal year, the city shall provide to the library a schedule of services and associated fees.
Okay.
At which point the library board will review and determine which services they would like to continue paying the city for based on the fee schedule.
They would like
to determine
which services
they want to continue?
Yep. With at the agreed upon.
Or you said based on the fee schedule.
Right, fee schedule. Right, based on the fee schedule.
Continue based on the fee schedule.
Yep. So what we're saying at that point is, as long as we're not banking more than we spend in a year, they cover it. Once we hit that point where we have in our reserves enough money to operate on a year, the city then provides us a schedule of those fees, and we determine how we want to proceed based on the fees.
So everything above notwithstanding is
the same.
Am I? And
nope. Yep.
Cross out everything that's
also
underlined.
Above notwithstanding, correct.
We're
yes.
Starting with notwithstanding.
Yeah. Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then everything after the city shall, he put provided, and you can cross out all that 49,000 stuff, and you can keep that crossed out.
I don't think they'll have an issue with that, because that's just saying at the point where you're going to bill us, then we want to see what we're going to be billed for and determine how we want to proceed.
Well, then I think we need to add something to number four.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we want things in four, that's independent of what we're doing in six. So
a lot of what's in Bart's memo belongs in four.
It's not there.
Like number 4.4 is fine. When it comes to the library building, with regard to the library, the library shall be responsible for its sole cost, interior janitorial services. We do that anyway. Elevator maintenance and repair. We do that anyway. Mm-hmm. Utility cost to operate. Don't we pay our own utility bills? No?
Yeah.
NICOR and electric.
Well, now they're saying we pay.
We pay NICOR,
and we pay after when the city runs out of the free electric for running streetlights, stoplights, blah, blah, blah. It's other city facilities. we pay what, maybe about $2,000 a year to ComEd over and above what we get.
Yeah,
most of the year we get free electricity based on the franchise agreement with ComEd.
Okay.
Toward the end of the year.
Because it says all utility costs, and we're agreeing to, we didn't cross that or change that. So we're agreeing to pay all of our utility costs.
Yeah, and we don't pay a water bill.
The bill is $4,000 a month if we would pay it.
Who pays it? The city doesn't pay it either.
They do.
Well, it's
part of the franchise.
It's part of the
franchise tax that everybody pays to.
We don't pay. We don't pay a bulk of our electric.
Is the city paying the $4,000?
No.
They're getting it for free.
And we don't pay a water bill.
So do we just want to say rather than all utility costs and gas and electric after franchise fee, or?
I say utility costs to operate not covered by franchise agreement.
Yeah, I think we need
so
to
add not covered
by franchise agreement.
The number?
4.4.
By franchise.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, would you repeat that?
So it would be blah, 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 and all utility costs to operate not covered by franchise agreements.
Water bill. What am I going to say about that?
The water bill?
Because do we not pay for sewer
pay for
trash either?
We pay for trash. We have our own trash collection.
Okay.
We do not pay for sewer and water.
City pays for that too?
City pays that.
I mean, they are sewer and water, so.
Yeah, well, sewer is the Bristol Kendall.
Okay.
I don't know.
Excluding franchise fees, comma sewer, comma water. I mean.
Not covered by franchise agreements or water and sewer.
Yeah.
So we can add that to it if they want to be specific.
So on Bart's memo.
So what about this AED stuff? Do they provide it or do we provide it?
We have one. I don't know where it came from.
We service it ourselves. I mean, we pay for that service.
According to 4.3, they should
pay. They don't have service here. They just have that. They would get us the AED.
Yeah.
Flags, picnic tables, snow removal services of the parking lot, and exterior entrances to the library. So that one's good. 4.2, in the event the library determines in its sole discretion that extra interior maintenance or improvements are required, the library may proceed to contract for such additional services at its sole cost. So it's really 4.1.
Okay.
The city may provide maintenance and improvements to the exterior and the interior of the building at its sole discretion, based on available funding and other management decisions, except for the items later described in this section. City schedules for exterior and interior maintenance and improvements will generally be done at the same time as other city buildings, maintenance, and improvements. So, for me, that's really broad, and then we're not sure about weeding and mowing and stuff like that because it's not detailed. Stuff like snow removal is detailed, flags, AED. We know we have to do our own janitorial and we have to do our own elevator.
So I think the whole point of 4.1 is really allowing them the opportunity, if they have something like they're reviewing all the parking lots, to be able to include the library on that. Because, I think we're reading it as that should be the catch-all for the maintenance. But I think that's really the other way around. It allows them, should the funds be available and they're looking at doing certain building improvements, to include the library on that.
So if there was something we wanted to do as an improvement or maintenance, we would send them a request.
Right.
They would include it in their overall maintenance budget during their budget cycle, and it would either get approved or, and then it would be covered by the second one. 4.2. The library wants to do it anyway.
That,
then, if the library
doesn't say the library shall provide the city with a list of maintenance and improvements they'd like done.
No.
You don't put it in writing.
Way,
it doesn't mean anything.
That's the only way they're going to know that we want to do something.
But I would not know that because it's not in writing that says the library shall provide the city with a list of maintenance and improvements, and the city has the discretion of, you see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What's the process? An intergovernmental agreement should have the process written out.
Yeah.
So we need to add that if that's what we want. Like, if we want seal coding to be part of a request system or whatever, you know? Just maintenance and improvements to the exterior and interior. I mean, it could be added at the end. Request for maintenance and improvements to the exterior and interior shall be made by the library director to the city, so that we know what the because is it Russ calling over to Tim saying, Tim, can we have this done? That's not a formalized process. Tim might go, I don't even remember that conversation. Is it the library director formally submits a letter saying, we would like this included in your next update of the parking lot? So then we have a record of our requests, what they did or didn't do each year, you know what I mean? And they still have to approve it or not approve it. It's not in our budget. But then we could get a formal answer back to, it's not in our budget this year, but you're on the schedule for next year. Like, but I think we have been like, you said you were going to do it. So he said, she said. It's like we're too far along to be, and he said, she said in 2018. We need to write it down. What's the process for this?
Yeah, we put in the process. Change light bulbs.
But you know what I mean?
So do we just want to edit 4.1 and add in front of it?
Or at the end, whichever one sounds better.
Well, I think it makes sense to have it at the front because we're initiating the request before the city's...
Right, sole discretion.
For their discretion. So just say, like, prior to when... annually, when would we want to get it to them so they can discuss
Their budget cycle.
So what would that be? When do they start their budget discussions?
Now.
So do we want to say...
Their budget starts the same time ours does. Okay. May 1st.
So do we want to say in December of every year, the library board and library director will submit a list to be considered?
And they could tell us what's included. Like, we have the maintenance or the park and rec people to do that this year, or... You might want to start looking for somebody to do that yourself. And we could budget accordingly, too, because then it's like, they can't do it this year, but it needs to get done. Let's put in our budget $5,000 for this cert. You know what I mean? Otherwise, we're not putting in our budget thinking they're going to do it, and they're like, you didn't ask us. Did you just think we were going to do it? And then we're upset with them when they didn't have that in our plans at all. So, yeah, maybe December 1st or something, which just means we need to figure out what we need.
So we can add to the beginning of it something, we could be maybe non-specific as far as date goes.
What's the fiscal year? The
fiscal year starts May 1st.
May 1st.
Yes.
And the calendar year, that's
calendar
before
year.
The end of the calendar year.
So at the beginning of the budget cycle, the library can provide the city with a list of...
What's the budget cycle?
I just want to
budget cycle. I'm not sure exactly when the city starts their budget cycle, but it's got to be. It has to be approved before the fiscal year starts.
I think we just list it in December because I don't want any ambiguity as far as we needed that in already. Mm-hmm. Let's list December, and if they feel that that's not enough time to get it in the budget, then let them tell it that. Otherwise, we can just say we'll submit it in December. My feeling is we should be as specific as possible so that they would know when to expect that on an annual basis.
In December, the library will submit in writing.
Where, do you want this after improvements? Or
no, he wanted it before.
Before.
So I'm starting like a new
beginning
sentence.
Beginning of 4.1.
In December, the library will submit in writing a request for maintenance and improvements to the exterior and or interior of the library building.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then... The same as the rest is.
Yeah.
Okay, so in December, the library will submit in writing. We'll submit to the city.
City council, right?
Yeah. City. Is the city council just... They list city. In December, the library will submit to the city in writing a list...
Of recommended. Maintenance. Do you want to say library board or library director?
Just the library. That covers both of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
List
of recommended maintenance and improvements to the exterior and for the interior of a library building.
Building.
I like that.
And then the rest of it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can have some process.
So then just reviewing Bart's list here, administer payroll, which is covered in here, right?
Yeah.
Covered, you put that in.
That's
three
covered back.
Something?
Yeah, two. Payroll processing, employment payroll processing.
Yeah, he moved it around
employment
a little bit.
Employment compensation.
Yep, that's under three.
Health insurance.
Benefit administration.
Yep,
4.
That's in there.
Cost share of health plan.
Yep, that's in there.
Voluntary benefit plans.
Yep, that's in there.
Pension administration. Health reimbursement.
Where's the pension administration?
That's 2.4 is the health care.
There it is, 2.6.
Okay.
Yep.
Retirement fund.
IMRF.
Internal preference to library. The city gives internal preference to library employees. I don't know what that means. City
where
permits.
Is
it? I'm just going off Bart's list here. Provides all financial services to the library.
Yeah, all of that is not even here.
Well, that's why I'm going through it one at a time. Under,
so we got to go through the whole thing with that memo?
Just on the first page here. I'm already...
She's like, I'm ready to go.
60% of the way through.
You're going to do the other part.
Financial services audit the library funds.
Yep, they do that.
Bonding. Library provides its own bonding.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Both sides should extend cooperative purchasing benefits. Whatever.
Which makes sense, but we haven't been doing it.
Right.
We've tried.
Water, sewer continue to be provided at no charge. We added that.
Yep.
So mowing, landscaping, interior and exterior maintenance should be expanded for clarification. So is mowing and landscaping covered?
Nope.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they specifically want to talk about that because we asked them that a lot, but then they left it very vague.
Let's add it in.
But that's the maintenance and improvements.
No, 4.1 allows for the opportunity for them to cover. We can add in a 4.5 that covers landscaping.
Like, we want landscaping done.
Landscaping, mowing, mulching.
Do they do it now?
No, they mow.
They mow. We pay for our own landscaping.
So do we want to put mowing in? I mean.
Oh, because they didn't list that.
Right.
Yeah. We can add a 4.5 for grounds maintenance.
Well, no, 4.3. I mean, think about it. It already says, at its sole cost, AED equipment, unrelated to flags and picnic tables, and then there's snow removal, let's just say, and mowing.
And mowing. Like,
well, yeah. I would say yard maintenance or grounds maintenance.
But, I mean, they're only
mowing and landscaping are not the same.
They're only mowing right now, right?
Yeah.
So then
that's what we want to continue to have them included at their sole cost.
Well, if
landscaping is extra hours, you might have to submit a request, and they have to have man hours. And
and
then it covers the cost of
but mowing's like snow removal. It needs to get done.
Mowing. I mean,
so
just
to
say
mowing
and snow removal services, like right between tables and snow removal.
So mowing and snow removal.
Yep, and then a comma after mowing.
Yep.
We shouldn't be trying to figure out who's mowing our lawn every week. Sometimes it rains a lot and it grows so fast, it just needs to be done automatically.
So, I mean, that's Bart's list on one. So then there's just the new ideas, which they didn't include any of that, so...
All right. Who's setting up these changes? I did last time.
Do you have all the changes?
I have all three.
Okay.
Yay.
And then the only question and the only like big other change is 5.2. So are we happy with? Do we want to include anything about a maximum number of days a week? Or
we need to know. We need to have a sit down with them.
Okay.
And figure out how,
just explain to him how difficult 6 months is going to be.
Yeah.
So rather than even attempting to write something up here, do we just want to strike it and say the library would like to hold a meeting to better understand?
No, because he was very clear in his no thank you.
Yeah.
Don't want to meet John until after we talk about it amongst ourselves.
Okay. So I would leave it the way it is and say we want to, after the 21st, we would like to schedule a meeting between all parties.
Okay.
Meaning the mayor, Tim Evans, Bart, whoever else.
Let them know that we're still open for changes. This is our
I'm sure they're going to have changes to our changes and changes to their changes. So, okay.
So, probably should vote.
Well, there's no vote on.
But we're sending it to them, right?
Yeah.
With the edits?
With the edits. Okay. You want to make a motion?
Motion to send the city council the amended intergovernmental agreement with the edits as discussed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Mm-hmm. Send it along. Thank you. Number two, sexual harassment policy. Should be in the packet here somewhere.
I've already read it, so we'll just say aye for me.
For us, it was the last month.
Oh, it was the last month? Okay. So we didn't change anything about it. We just, it's just, it is what it is.
The city already approved theirs on the 9th.
Okay. So can we have a motion to approve the sexual harassment?
Motion to approve the sexual harassment policy as
reviewed. And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
And Wilmeka said aye. All opposed? Policy approved. Alarm panel and parking lot lights.
The alarm panel was installed last Wednesday. I think it's a little over $4,000. I got $200 taken off. One of the previous service calls was taken off. So that's completed. The parking lot lights, they had to wait for the ordering of the wiring. The wiring has come in, but now they've got to wait because of the snow. But they've been very cooperative in getting the work done.
Good. Okie dokie. Moving on to new business. Bylaws. Approval of the library bylaws as we discussed at our meeting. Basically, there was a couple of things in there about the... Oh, no, that's the collection development. What else? What did we...
It was the one-year...
Oh, yeah, the one-year...
The
6 months. That's correct. Yep. So, we need a motion to approve the bylaws as amended.
Motion to approve bylaws as amended.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Collection development. This was basically including wording about the religious material and religious fiction as opposed to Christian fiction, or changing the designation from Christian fiction to religious fiction as stated by our attorney that we should do it this way.
I'm confused why I have a
twice. It is. It's on
Sunday
back.
Oh, I was like...
Yeah, I just copied it. Back to back, so I didn't want to redo everything. But in red, it's what we...
Did we add this, or we just add labeling it gift policy?
The E is a new section.
Material, yeah, material identification.
And then
identification.
That changes
the...
Oh, F, okay.
Oh, the letter, gotcha. Yeah.
I was like, there's only one part.
It's all black. Okay.
All right, read this already. What's the, how do we have the motion? Let's move.
To approve the amendment to the...
I make a motion to approve the amendment to the...
Collection development as amended.
As amended.
Second.
We got 3 or 4 seconds.
I almost got it up before she did for the laugh, and I was like, "Ooh, yeah, let's
move." Pick one.
Spent a long time on that.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
Not a soul unless you want to be.
Okay. The 2018 Book It 5K. I had Elisa put that on there to decide if we want to continue with that.
Well, it's Darren's been, not here, and he was like, we should have it. And I'm like, yeah. Darren, I've been doing all the work for the last 2 years, so.
We haven't been.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work. A lot of the sponsors get sponsored to death, especially around hometown days. So we're not getting any good sponsorship for our 5K. We've had about the same number of people both times. I think this year...
Just under 50.
Yeah.
Under 30, actually. Not a lot.
Darren was checking into one of the... To get a sanctioned race, there is cost to it, but it's, you know, for 50 and under, it's so much. He didn't have a number for more than that. My opinion is we either put it on hold or don't have it at this year.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And weren't we talking about doing something like a dance-a-thon or whatever?
A Zumba-thon or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something that
a lot of people do have those, too. A lot of schools have them. I think we need to have... what we need to have is... I don't know that we have this committee, but we need to figure out...
Yes, called community relations.
Fundraising is community relations?
That's where we threw it.
That's where he is.
Okay, well, who's on that committee?
You?
No, I'm already on policy and personnel. How many committees is going to person be on? My kids are like, you're leaving us again every Monday. I was like, dude. Last week I was like, look, there's a lot of snow. I'm not coming.
Well, think about what committees you want to be on after
no more.
June 1st.
Russ is going to spin his wheel and
I know,
tell
like,
you what ones
to put my name on every committee. It seems right. Right? Every committee my name is on. Something's not right. But maybe whether or not it be a dance-a-thon or whatever the case may be, we need to have a group of people who works on whether or not they want to have something, planning for it, all of that.
Yeah.
I make a motion, we'll put it on hold for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second. All in favor? I will let Julie know that at race time that we are not going
to
do it. Release the date. Okay. Okay, last thing on there. We need to go in. Let's see. We need an executive session. I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for the discussion. For the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against the employee of the public body or against counsel, legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to sign up. I'll sign it.
Is it just you, or do you have to sign too?
Somebody else has to sign them. I think Carol can sign them, or you can sign them.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can pass those out. My signature is quite fast. The kids over there, that doesn't even look like your mom. I'm like, that's a signature.
Recommendation
is that we compile the results more accurately and provide them those results from the feedback to the director as her coaching mechanism to further her progress towards the next performance evaluation in 6 months.
Okay.
Everybody's agreed?
Everybody's agreed, and I think we're agreed.
Yeah. Now, should we have
to, say what it is?
Back?
No.
Or can her and I thought Theron.
Well, I think maybe you and Theron can meet with her.
Yes.
And discuss it with her. Okay.
So pick a date.
Pick a date.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Maybe Thursday. Mm-hmm. Or
And I'll make a merch. Is there any other business that we need to discuss?
No, I think that's all.
And we are adjourned.
Thank you.